Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
All right, welcome back to it. You know, I guess it depends on what you want to believe about who won. About who won the presidential debate on Monday. And I'm looking through here a whole list. CNN came out with a snap poll, bam, with 500 or so people responding and gave 62% to Hillary Clinton and 27% to Donald Trump, which was awfully lopsided. And then you start to look deeper and you realize that that was an outlier. Time magazine has had 2 million people vote, Donald Trump picking up 55%. Now, these are not scientific polls. They're snap polls, but Time Magazine, the Star Tribune in Minneapolis, CBS New York, Channel 9, WCPO Cincinnati, the San Diego Union Tribune in California, News 2 out of Nashville, the Las Vegas Sun, the Washington Times, Variety Magazine, all of these showing Donald Trump the winner in the first presidential debate. So you make of it what you want, and it goes on and on from there. There's more, NewJersey.com. Fortune Magazine, CNBC, and on and on and on. Non-scientific, but interesting nonetheless, because it might indicate an enthusiasm for Donald Trump by his supporters over those supporting smiling Hillary Clinton, who smiled so much during the debate, you get to the point of like, good God, did they tell her to smile constantly, her handlers? Because it was a little over the top. Kyle Malin, joining me now, the editor and vice president of MERS News. He has some new polling numbers from right here in Michigan. Kyle, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's good to be here, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
All right, you watched the debate. What's your take?
Well, I did think Hillary Clinton won the debate, personally. I thought that Donald Trump did well at the very beginning. I thought he did a good job describing. I thought he did a good job at the very beginning, kind of describing Hillary Clinton as the insider. But after that, I thought he seemed to tire a little bit, and I thought Hillary Clinton got the best of him on the tax question. I think he let it slip that he didn't pay taxes. I didn't think that looked good. I thought he almost relished in that fact, that as if that made him smarter or made him more
Well, and
crafty.
There's the problem. There's the Achilles heel for any Republican or anybody who's been successful, is that you don't pay W-2 wages. You pay capital gains, which has historically been 15%. It's gone up recently. But then you look at the reason that people hire accountants that make a lot of money. What is an accountant's job? To get you to pay as little tax as humanly possible. That's what, you know, that's how you find losses. That's why you have deductions. That's why you itemize. That's why these things exist. It's all legal. But the problem is most people in this country don't make enough money for that to work for them. So it doesn't make sense. So they think that somehow Donald Trump or more recently Mitt Romney 4 years ago were cheating in some way. You know they're not, Kyle, but it doesn't look good. The optics are terrible no matter what you do about it.
Yeah, it seems like he could have done a better job explaining it. It seems like by now he would have had a better explanation also about why he didn't, if he stiffed some people along the way, didn't pay what they were supposed to. It seems like he would have had a better answer to that.
In fairness, I've been in business for many, many years. You have disagreements, and when people, you know, don't do their job, they don't get paid. That's what they trash talk you on the street. That's what happens. It's human nature. So he's been in business with a lot of people for a lot of years. That's all they can find. And then, of course, you've got the Venezuelan beauty queen who apparently was also, you know, indicted for a conspiracy to murder 2 years after she was called Miss Piggy by Donald Trump. So I'm not sure the Clinton campaign, you know, thought that one through very well. But go on.
Well, I think I do think this was a learning experience for Donald Trump. I think now, I think in the next couple debates, he'll be a little bit more prepared. I know that that Donald Trump's strength is being off the cuff, and I would agree that off the cuff he is very good. And if the debate was only 30 minutes long, I would say Donald Trump was the winner of the debate. But I think he's got to if he can just bone up a little bit more on his policies and
does it have any impact though? I mean, does it move the needle at all?
No, I don't.
In either direction, I don't think so either.
No, I don't think it moves the needle at all.
In a strange juxtaposition, I think it's possible that he might even gain 1 point out of the deal because he was bombastic in the first 30 minutes. and did control her on NAFTA and so forth, which is the first 30 minutes that people watch. Now, we need to get to the latest polling in Michigan, which remains, I think, relatively about the same. What do you have for me?
Yeah, I do think that it's about the same. We did a 600-person sample with Target Insight and the multi-client firm Government Consultant Services in Lansing. We've got Clinton up 46-41 over Trump with Gary Johnson at 8%. I think that this kind of tracks pretty consistently with what we've seen in Michigan. I don't think that's a big jump at all. Our time period was all of last week. We went from the 18th to the 24th. The margin of error is 4%. Trump is still doing, you know, he's doing well with Republicans. I think this is pretty significant. I think Republicans are starting to come home with him more than they had in the past. He's got 87% support with Republicans. Hillary Clinton's got 86% support with Democrats, so that's pretty much a wash right now. Independents are going toward Trump, 34% to 26% to Clinton. Gary Johnson has 23% support with Libertarians. Now, Ed Zarpolis, who's with Target Insight, said one of the things that he found most fascinating about this poll is that there seems to be an enthusiasm gap among Republicans and Democrats. He said that if Republicans, and he just kind of extrapolated this data out and then compared it to what the general election numbers look like in 2012, he said if Republicans actually show up to the polls like they did in 2012, Trump would only be down one percentage point in this poll. The enthusiasm gap is about one percentage point down for both Republicans and Democrats. He said independents seem to be as motivated as they have been in the past. It's the Republican base and the Democratic base, interestingly, that's a little short on the enthusiasm.
That must be unique to Michigan because the enthusiasm gap for Trump seems to be stronger in other places. But we'll keep an eye on the numbers, Kyle, and I greatly appreciate you bringing us the latest. There it is for Michigan, 46-41. Still within the margin of error, but a little bit, I'd say, shaded towards Hillary Clinton today. Kyle, greatly appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, Steve. Anytime.
Kyle Malin, editor and vice president of the MERS News, back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.